you grow them in?
Oh, yeah, rows and rows of them.
Just a little patch? Rows,
yeah. Oh, no, sometimes half acre of them, you know. Just big bushels.
Well, they call them field peas, I mean.
Yeah, field pea bushels of them, you know. Yeah. I got seed enough out there saved from last year. Plant an acre. You save all your seed you can. You know, if, I don't reckon you know about that, but if you go buy seed now,
sure,
you're going to pay money.
Yes, sir.
I them things might cost you 75, 80 cents a pound. And I got about 30 pound of them that I saved from last year. And then the peanuts we're talking about, I generally grow 10 or 15 bushels of those things.
Yeah.
Well, the family, my folks, you know, get about a third of them. Clarence works in there with me some, you know. He does a work now, I mean, with a tractor, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You grow them, small kind of red vegetables, got a root on them.
Oh, you're talking about a beet.
They're white inside.
Yeah, you're talking about a radish.
Yeah.
No, I don't fool them much, very little. They ain't much to them anymore, just people like to eat them, you know, they're good to eat with your meals.
Yeah.
That's about all there.
You mentioned tomatoes. You got them little ones up?
No, we don't fool with them. We grow a larger tomato.
They're called
That's
what?
A plum tomato.
Yeah, Tommy toes.
But we just call them a plum tomato, and they look about like a plum. I had a couple of 3 heels of them last year, but I just got them in my plants, you know, and they just bore plum wads of them things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that vegetable that makes your eyes water when you cut it.
Sound like an onion.
You got, you grow the little young fresh ones?
We grow that, we call them a shallot onion.
Uh-huh.
And they use, the tops are used more than the roots, you know, for seasoning.
Hmm.
That's what you was looking at up there. Them things are shooting up our seed now. Then we'll die down there, and then we'll have them roots left to put out again this fall, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of stuff do you like in a good soup when you make a soup? kind of things?
Well, soup can take a lot of vegetables.
Yeah.
But I always did like it. Some little leaf put in there to kind of give it a little, you know, strength.
Yeah.
But of course now you have a strict vegetable soup that you don't put nothing in but vegetables. And that's just about any kind of vegetable you want to put in there, I suppose, you know.
Yeah.
Tomatoes is one of the things you always use, you know, generally in a soup. And
what about a gumbo? What would you put in that?
My wife could tell you more about that. You had to have a filet.
Yeah.
You know what a sassafras tree is?
Yeah, you take the water.
You dry them leaves, take them when they're real nice and tender, and dry them, and you grind them up.
Mm-hmm.
Grind them up. But now you can buy it. They call it filet.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy it in the bottles, you know. You got to have that for a gumbo.
Yeah.
If you ain't, you ain't got a gumbo. And your chicken makes a fine gumbo, you know.
Yeah.
Real fine. But I'm not familiar with all you put in it, but you season it up, you know, and
yeah.
I feel it is one of the important things.
You got that green vegetable that's kind of real sticky, you know, grows on them tall, kind of tall things, comes out in pods.
You ain't talking about okra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we go to okra. Yeah, I got my seed all saved, okra seed.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about beans. Well, about the beans you got them big kind of flat beans, yellow flat beans?
The bean I'm planting, you're talking about a butter bean, that's a flat bean, the butter bean is. They have you might call them a calico bean, you know, they have red sides, but they're all alike. Now that's a pole bean, you have to stick it, you know, it runs up on the pole.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called a butter bean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got them up out there now.